is Mike Pitts from Arizona.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Mike.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank the 60-some-odd individuals on the Internet, most of whom will have never known and will never know, who funded our trip here to be with all of you today. So thank you to all of them.
Yeah.
When I first started to write after 9/11, I decided I wanted to be a writer. And when I first started to write, I realized I had to write about what was going on with Bill Bowen and Silent Lambs. And in the course of researching some articles, it came forward that my own children had been abused. And they had the courage to come forward, and so I would like to salute them for their courage in coming forward and wish them the best going forward. Ryan and Beck. Finally, my new lawyer has authorized me to say that the presiding overseer of the Orland, Pennsylvania congregation is the man who our children allege abused them, and we will not rest until this individual is brought to justice. Finally, I'd like to thank this man for the courage to step forward and to make the sacrifices in his personal life that I know he's had to make, because I've kept him tied up on the phone for enough hours, and I'm sure another number of other people have too. So thanks to Bill and to his family for the sacrifices they've made. Thank you to all of you for supporting victims of abuse like my children.
Body of elders decide that they are above the law. They're hurting so many people by just sending a pedophile out into the world and not warning authorities, not warning the congregation, not warning families who are in their congregation. We would love to be able to have the chance to make a decision whether we want our children around a pedophile or not, and to discipline us because we won't go door to door with them. It's really important that they realize they need to report this to the authorities. I know a situation where after the elders had decided they could not handle a particular pedophile, they removed him, sent him out. He became a little league coach, admitted to multiple victims, went to prison, got out, went to another kingdom hall, got caught again. Life happened on the trip that,
I was warned that if
Yogi is now one of the anointed remnant of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right now, it's going to get better.
I'm Chad Garson. And I'm here to say that I was raped by Theodore Sharon. When I was a little girl, I was living in Los Angeles. He was a district servant. There are two boys. Their initials are MC and MW. They're older than me. They were there. There were witnesses. We were terrified and silent. We were not allowed to talk. My life was threatened. And my brothers, my friends, they were going to be killed if I spoke. And when I started to remember the abuse, I was abused horrifically in the congregation, and I wrote to Watchtower Society, and I begged for help. And I have the letters with me to show you that they defended the elders and heard me, and they told me they could not answer any of the questions that I asked, nor could they comment on the circumstances which I described in the congregation. I ended up in the hospital in crisis in the emergency ward because of what the elders did to me. And then I was hospitalized for months because I had nowhere to go. I was homeless. They threw me out in the street. I was destitute and I was disabled. I was unable to work because of the flashbacks I was having. And I ended up on the street, and I have with me a photocopy of the letter that the elders, the entire body of the elders, sent me. It has all of their names on it. It says that they called the Watchtower Society here in New York and asked for how to help me. And they sent me a list of homeless shelters, and I have a list of homeless shelters. One of them was the Burnside Project on Skid Row in Portland, Oregon. Two of them were churches. One was here to share with the space in a Lutheran church in Stephen, Oregon, and the other was YWCA. The humiliation that I felt was beyond belief. I almost died when I got that letter from those elders, and I almost stopped praying. The Watchtower Society has stood as a block between children and their God. All they do is destroy a person's faith and hope and make us feel like God does not love us. And I'm here to say that He does. And I'm saying to those of us who are victims of satanic ritual abuse in this organization, find some of these elders and find dead parents. It's safe to come out now. And you can come and talk. And I'm begging anybody who knows MC and MW, I would say their names, but for privacy, I won't reveal them. But Silent Land knows. So I'm begging for MC and MW, who is there? Please call Silent Land at 1-877-WT-ABUSE. Please step forward and be my witnesses. Thank you. Think of pedophiles in this organization. They're grooming these children for sex, and that's what they were doing with me. The boys were there to prepare me